everything seemed to have grown several centimetres overnight. The first of the oriental poppies were now coming into flower, each bud case bursting open and falling to the ground. Fern fronds unfurled themselves from their fist-like cores. When she had finished weeding, Melissa unwound the hosepipe and watered the flower beds. The heady scent of lilac permeated across from the tree by the wall. If only it would stay the way it was, before the most attractive flowers went over and their bright foliage faded to brown. Every day since Greg had gone, Melissa had tended the garden they had planned together, had seen it in all its incarnations, but this time in June was the best. She lay on the grass and looked up at the columbines, their young stems yearning towards the sky. She fell asleep and awoke when it was dark, the ground cool and damp beneath her, the stars pulsing above. Melissa cut back the daffodils, tulips, and bluebells that had flowered in the spring. The fine weather continued, and most evenings after work she was able to sit out in the garden. One evening, she was reading in her deck chair when Ola appeared at the gate. Ola sat and chatted about people they knew. There was a pause, and she caught Melissa's eye.